From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The World Health Organization is closely monitoring the swine flu outbreaks in Mexico and the U.S., saying they have pandemic potential. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there are now 11 confirmed cases of swine flu in the U.S., 7 in California, 2 in Texas, and 2 reported today in Kansas. In addition, New York City's Health Commissioner Dr. Thomas Frieden says 8 students at a high school in Queens probably have swine flu.
Last evening, before kids went home and in one local doctor's office, we were able to obtain specimens from 9 students at the school. We sent those to our public health laboratory. Today, we're confirming that that laboratory has identified those specimens, 8 of those 9 specimens, as probable human swine influenza.
Frieden says further tests are being done to see if the students definitely have the new type of swine flu that's being blamed for at least 20 deaths and hundreds of illnesses in Mexico. Authorities there have stepped up efforts to halt the spread of the disease. Jennifer Schmidt reports from Mexico City.
Mexico City has been virtually shut down to public events this weekend. The government has canceled more than 550 cultural and sporting events, including a rock concert at the National Auditorium. Museums have been shuttered, and residents are being warned to stay away from restaurants, bars, and movie theaters. The government says people who do venture out onto the streets should wear surgical masks, which are being handed out for free in the city's subways. Meanwhile, parents are awaiting word on when schools may reopen. On Friday, all of the city's 30,000 public and private schools were shut indefinitely. In one bright note, 2 major soccer matches scheduled for Sunday are still on, but the matches will be played in empty stadiums. Fans will not be allowed to watch except on TV. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Schmidt in Mexico City.
Member nations of the International Monetary Fund are pledging to bolster banks and to take steps to restore economic growth, and the World Bank says it will provide poor countries with more than $55 billion for public works projects. The announcements came as the bank and the IMF held their spring meetings in Washington. On the streets near the meeting sites, protesters clashed with police, as NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Windows were smashed at 2 banks, and some cars parked nearby were spray-painted before a rally this morning. Marching demonstrators tried to block 2 intersections, including one near the hotels where delegates are thought to be staying. Some carried signs reading, "Capitalism, do not resuscitate." Others tried to surge through the police lines surrounding them. Police pushed the demonstrators back onto the sidewalk, and some ended up on the ground after trying to march onto a street police were blocking. Protesters accused the IMF of contributing to the worldwide economic downturn and of creating policies that hurt people in impoverished countries.
This is NPR News from Washington. In Pakistan, top civilian and military leaders are uniting against charges that the government has not done enough to halt the resurgent Taliban, which in recent weeks has pressed closer to the capital. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
In the most direct declaration yet on the Taliban spread, Army Chief General Ashfaq Parvez Kiani issued a strongly worded statement dispelling doubts about the military's capacity and willingness to combat the Taliban. U.S. officials have pressed Pakistan for more forceful action against the Islamic extremists who pose a growing threat to the stability of this nuclear-armed state. But Kiani said victory against the militants, quote, will be achieved at all costs. Prime Minister Yousef Raza Gilani, meanwhile, said that the government would not compromise its authority or allow militants to establish a parallel authority through force. Pakistan's President, Asif Ali Zardari, will have the chance to explain to an anxious Obama administration how his government plans to do that when he sits down for talks at the White House in 2 weeks. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The National Football League draft is underway in New York City. The Detroit Lions used the top pick to take Georgia quarterback Matt Stafford. The New York Jets got the other top-ranked quarterback, Mark Sanchez of Southern Cal, by trading with Cleveland to get the 5th overall pick. The second pick was Baylor offensive tackle Jason Smith, who went to the St. Louis Rams. The Kansas City Chiefs chose LSU defensive end Tyson Jackson, and Seattle, with the number 4 pick, took Wake Forest linebacker Aaron Curry. Tony and award-winning actress Bea Arthur has died at her home in Los Angeles. She was 86. Arthur starred in the hit TV shows Maude and The Golden Girls. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.